Dear brothers, this is a message dedicated solely to you. With today's highly sensitized, feminized, and anti-masculine environment, we, men, are more than ever trapped in a cage with all of our desires, wants, and wants deemed as negative and barbaric. The only thing we resort to doing when we are in a situation that is not cherishing masculinity is self-harm. Self-harm through addictive behavior. One of the most negatively potent form of self-harm I am going to be talking about is pornography, especially the addiction that is left unchecked and unsupervised. I'm in the same exact situation as you are in, guys. So how do we become addicted to a behavior? Is it because this behavior is vilified in our society and that is why we proceed doing it? You know, is it because the bad things are always more alluring? Or is it because we, at this very present moment, feel helpless, unwanted, or, you know, completely isolated from the surroundings of, you know, other people? I believe it's the latter. So not too long ago, I stumbled upon an article that mentioned a Reddit user talking about why he chose masturbation. And I'm quoting him right now: "We are all born with an empty void inside of ourselves. All of our life, we try to fill this void with something or the other," he wrote, end quote. So my thinking suggests we need to fill a void with something else, something more meaningful. And I do understand that changing a behavior is tough, but if we are to change for the better, we need to act in a way that is, you know, meaningful and, you know, acts as a positive and not a negative in our life. So instead of sitting alone for hours, go out to a public co-working space, a cafe with a free Wi-Fi, or a library, you know. It doesn't matter. As long as you're not alone and you are with somebody else, you can achieve great things. You know, join a sports team, a football, or rugby, hockey, whatever. It doesn't matter. Go out to places where you are not alone, you know. That way you're not in this, you know, very kind of do whatever you want place, but you are actually with people, so you tend to conform to the standards and behaviors others are eliciting when you're with somebody else. So be brave in that. And that's pretty much an opening kind of rant for today. And if you want to hold yourself more accountable and become a better version of yourself, don't shy away and join a Facebook group that I've created. And it holds the same exact name as this podcast and this kind of audio listening or whatever. So you will find support, and we will hold members accountable for their daily tasks. And that's it for my rant today, guys. Thank you very much, and respect yourself and be bold. Peace.
Hello, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.